Good morning and welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up, Finance Minister Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam describes Dr. John Kumeh's death as a sad one, leaving a void in the hearts of everyone who worked with him. And some real estate developers proposed the establishment of a fund to deal with the affordable housing challenge in the country. And also on the Business Channel today, we take a tour at the revamped Kentampo Waterfalls in the Bono region. And we tell you how managers of the facility are using social media to market the site. My name is George Yafe. Let's now settle for the details. Now, Finance Minister Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam has described Dr. John Kumeh's death as a sad one, leaving a void in the hearts of everyone who worked with him. Now, this was captured in the personal statement issued by the Finance Minister late last night. There is more in this business text report.
Finance Minister Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam in the statement noted that the late Dr. John Kumeh showed an exemplified dedication and commitment to the cause of fiscal responsibility, the youth, entrepreneurs, and service to the state. Dr. Amin says his passion for the youth and efforts towards advancing the nation's economic development were evident to all who had the privilege in working with him. The Minister of Finance added that Dr. John Kumeh was someone who valued and cherished colleagues, and his humility was selfless. He added that his legacy of selfless service will stand as an enduring memorial in his name.
And that is the business tech report. Meanwhile, economist Dr. Patrick Osumen says the late Dr. John Kumeh made some economic impact in his constituency and the country as a whole with his entrepreneurship drive.
What he has done in this current government, I think I've heard George saying that he was very upfront. I think when you engage him, I do remember during the ELB debate, when it appeared that, you know, at some point the ELB was very unpopular. Many of the ministry officials were probably reluctant to speak. But you always hear him being willing to engage and then speaking, you know, he was willing to take on the tough discussions and tough debates. That's something that I remember him. You would always not agree with him, but, you know, he would argue his point vigorously.
Economist Dr. Patrick Isumi, two other stories, and some real estate developers are proposing the establishment of a fund to help deal with the affordable housing challenges in the country. This will help provide the required financial support in the provision of houses for low-income earners. Executive Chairman of real estate firm Comet Properties, Norden Chairman Ting, is one of those developers advocating for such policies. He's been speaking on PM Express Business Edition.
It's the mortgage institutions that will go and draw the money, and then we will go and assess them and build, and then the mortgagors will then go and then also get the money and come and pay me. Mm. And if that is done, the advantage is that at the end of the year, if you want to get your property taxes collected, it is very easy, because at the beginning of the year, all those people who have mortgages, who has the houses, your names are brought down, then we are giving a bill. And if you don't pay, automatically by law, your financier, who is financing your house that you are paying the mortgage, automatically pays. Mm. So it adds up to your bill.
Executive Chairman of real estate firm Comet Properties, Nana Odeno Chairman Ting. There's a repeat of this discussion at 11 a.m. on Joy News later this morning. Now, government has been urged to develop policies that will promote inclusivity at the workplace to enhance productivity. According to Director of SME Agency Banking and Partnership at Absa Bank, Audrey Abaka, developing such policies require organizations to support and invest in marginalized groups such as women. She spoke to Joy Business at the International Women's Day Conference organized by MTN Ghana.
These changes, if you really want to see, it has to be policy driven. And it's not just policies being in place. These policies must be implemented. In our world today, we have seen men who are really advancing the cause of women, which is admirable. So we need more of the men to rise up to say, look, let us drive policy agendas that favor women. I don't think that we are asking for too much. You know, historically, the systems have actually favored men. What we are asking is that at least include us, appreciate the strength we carry as women, and carry us along so that we can be part of the decisions that are taken.
And that is Director of SME Agency Banking and Partnership at Absa Bank Ghana, Audrey Abaka. The Executive Chairman of KGL Group, Alex Darte, is entreating entrepreneurs to embrace adaptability in order to remain resilient in the turbulent economic times. According to him, it's important for businesses to find ways to maintain their operations in the challenging times to enable them to contribute largely to the economy. He was speaking at the graduation ceremony of Cohort 8 under the Embassy of Netherlands Orange Connects Program.
Adaptability stands as a linchpin for survival and success in contemporary fast-paced business world. Markets evolve, consumer predilections shift, and technology advancements move on. Entrepreneurs must be prepared and willing to accommodate these transformations, innovate, and restructure their business models to maintain or remain ahead of the curve.
Executive Chairman of KGL Group, Alex Darte. Then let's look at on today's episode of Entrepreneurship in You. Dr. Maxwell Lampon takes us through some few job-seeking tricks that one must have in his mind whether going for a new job interview.
Hello. In the ever-evolving landscape of the modern job market, job seekers find themselves facing various challenges. For instance, every interviewer at some point encounters a bizarre question or experience that leaves them bewildered. Like, if you were an animal, what would you be? How has that got to do with my professional experience? Interviews can often feel like a stage where candidates have to perform, because you have to remember that the goal is to find a position where you can truly thrive and where you can truly fit in. We have also all experienced or heard of those interview questions that leaves you questioning the interviewer's sanity. Like recently, a friend of mine was asked by an interviewer, "Can you rate me from 1 to 10? Insane, right? These questions can throw you off balance, but the trick is to respond with grace and, where appropriate, the touch of humor. Try to keep in mind that if this is what they will do when they are hiring you, imagine how they'll treat you when they are paying you. So let's keep sharing. Keep well."
Brought to you by Africa School of Entrepreneurship.
And that's our tip on entrepreneurship. Let's talk about Business Channel. And today we take a tour at the revamped Kintampo Waterfalls in the Bono region, one of the oldest tourist sites in the country. We hear from managers of the facility that have actually been used in social media to advance the site after some innovation works was done to support from the facility from the World Bank. Let's take a listen.
Today, as we celebrate the Ghana Month, we are bringing you, you know, what you know and what you do not know. So far as the Kintampo Waterfall is concerned, I'm engaging management of this facility to have their take on how this tourist attraction site has contributed to the socio-economic development of Kintampo.
Michael Afake Delali is the site manager here. He takes us through when the Kintampo Waterfall was first discovered as well as its source.
Kintampo Waterfall is one of the major tourist attractions in Ghana. It was discovered in the 18th century by Nana Chirima. And through hunting, we found out that this is the wonderful thing that God has given to Kintampo. So over the years, from the 18th century till now, it has been a major source of attraction that many people come from far and near, from the north, from the south, just to witness the waterfall.
Management of this facility is today maximizing its visitations through the judicial use of the various online platforms, including the social media, to marketize the fall.
So the world is moving on a digital world, so we are also going along. So we created some pages on Instagram, on TikTok, on Google Business, and this helped us to reach out to people that are far and near, because people that are in Kintampo normally when they want to come, they just drive in and say, "Stefan, you are bringing in people." But if you are far, how do you get to contact us? So the social media also help sell us out to the people.
Regional Director of the Ghana Tourism Authority, Joseph Apiaje, under whose supervision the facility had a facelift recently under a World Bank project, says the recent additions has gone a long way to help improve the visitations of the area.
The enhancement, I think I should be the number one person to be excited about the whole enhancement or renovation that has taken place at this waterfall. So we want to say a big thanks to the World Bank for seeing the need to add value to this important facility, which is dear to the heart of the people of Kintampo, Bono East, and Ghana at large. We've also come across some revelers or tourists are here, most of whom are students of some major tertiary institutions across the country. They've been narrating to us their impression about this particular site and what they feel needs to be done to help improve it to a much better status.
We heard about this waterfall, the Kintampo Falls, and we thought, yeah, we had to check those out. It's a nice place, so yeah, we really like it there.
We heard about the site, and we decided to come in and experience.